Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it's Halloween. We got ghosts and ghouls and goblins and mummies and all types of dead stuff coming back to life. I mean, we got the Ravens here, inspired by Edgar Allan Poe. Are the Ravens back from the dead? I mean, we saw what they did to the Dolphins last night. They now have a record of 3-5. They have the Minnesota Vikings up next. They got the Packers later on in the season. They have New England later on in the season. Can they go on a stretch where they get into the postseason knowing that they play in the AFC North? To talk about these Ravens that at one point looked dead but might be alive, it's time to have a conversation with Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Cordell, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we got a 3-5 record. A lot of people have been calling me for the past several weeks. You got to fire Harbaugh. They quit on Harbaugh, and now Lamar Jackson comes back and throws 4 touchdowns, and I don't hear as much. What say you? Ultimately, do these Ravens still have some life here for this season?
Yeah, I mean, they've got life. The division that they're in alone gives them that life. Last week when they beat the Bears, everybody else in the division loses. And now you have this week, you got division leading Steelers who are hosting the red-hot Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. You feel pretty good about that one. The Browns are the Browns, last I checked. And the Bengals still can't stop anybody. So, yeah, I mean, the division sets it up itself for them to have a chance. And then you look at their schedule going forward. I mean, they're coming off this win against the Vikings. Against the Dolphins. They go to the Vikings next, and then the Browns, Jets, Bengals, and Steelers, and then the Bengals again. So, I mean, they definitely have an opportunity, but they have to continue to win games. They don't have a lot of room for error, and maybe that's a good thing for them.
And hey, Cordell Woodland is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. It's always interesting to see anybody come back from a hamstring. If you do any damage to it again, you might be out even longer. We know Lamar Jackson is lethal with his legs. What were your takeaways from watching him play last night? We saw the 4 touchdowns, but physically, what did you take away from the game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he looked like Lamar. He had that one play where he extends and breaks out of a sack and then finds Isaiah Likely. I mean, I thought that was a true example of that hamstring feeling good. Had one where he kind of got to open it up a little bit and run for some. I thought he almost could have scored if he breaks that one tackle, honestly. But, yeah, I think he looked like Lamar last night. And talking to him last week, in his mind, it felt like he didn't want to come back too soon. And he talked about this being the first time he's dealt with a hamstring injury. Didn't really know what to expect. So I think, granted, their record may not have afforded him that type of time, but it may end up working out for them. They end up winning that game against the Bears without him. And now he comes back and the offense is right back to his regular scheduled programming of lighting up the scoreboard. And I expect that to be the case going forward, especially if the defense can continue to hold up.
Well, let's talk about that defense, Cordell, because we know that they've dealt with some injuries in themselves over the past several weeks. You got a Roquan Smith who's returned. Kyle is back to being himself. How has this defense changed? Has it really just been a matter of injuries? Why did they have such a slow start?
Well, I think the injuries are a part of it. And granted, you talk about the start. They all were there out in Buffalo, you know, when they're getting shredded. So, I can't give them a complete pass just for the injuries. The injuries played a part because they had underlying issues that become compounded when you have to now resort to playing some of your inexperienced backup. So you can't fix those issues if your starters aren't there. So to get those guys back, it has been huge. Now, I think what really helped this defense is the trade of them sending Adafe Owe to the Chargers and getting safety Haloti Gilman back in return. And at the time, it raised some eyebrows because this team struggles to get after the quarterback, and now you're trading one of your pass rushers, first rounder at that, but Adafe hasn't played to a first round talent. And getting Gilman allowed them to put three safeties on the field, play more of that big nickel, allow them to put Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. And I think you got to see last night just how different that defense is when he's playing that close to the line because of the impact plays he can make.
And Cordell Woodland is here with us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You talk about that pass rush. We know Matabike, he's out for the season with that neck injury. Kyle Van Noy is. So what do they do when it comes down to pass rusher? We know that the trade deadline is next week. Do you see the Ravens doing anything else between now and then?
I mean, I think they'll try, but, you know, I just, my gut tells me that they're not going to get anything done. I don't think that they're willing to pay the premium price for a premium position. And what's the sense of making a trade if you're not getting somebody that's going to be a true difference maker? They did sign Carl Lawson off the street the other week. Wouldn't shock me if you start to see him get involved in this up in their next game against Minnesota. But I think that a lot of it is going to come from them scheming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Minute up and blitzing guys like Kyle Hamilton, blitzing these nickel corners like Marlon Humphrey, I think they're going to try to generate pressure that way. Because I don't think that they'll be able to get that true impact pass rusher that they're looking for.
Well, you talk about scheming things up. I told you, and I hear it quite frequently, a lot of fans unhappy. We've had callers saying, oh, my God, Lamar is not playing because he's quitting on Harbaugh. We got to fire him midseason. And I'm just like, well, can we get through this year first? And here we stand. What are your thoughts as it stands right now on Coach John Harbaugh?
Well, first, I would say anybody that thinks that Lamar's quitting on this team or quitting on his coach, they just don't know Lamar. That's never really crossed my mind. But in terms of Harbaugh, I think the jury is still out. You know, they're building up some momentum. They've won back-to-back games. That's a start. But look, we can't ignore the fact that she came into the season as the Super Bowl favorite. She came into the season with the idea of a Super Bowl or bust. Whether Harbaugh wanted to acknowledge that or not, and obviously he's not, because that doesn't benefit him to acknowledge that it's Super Bowl or bust. Because what's bust mean? It means he's gone, not Lamar. If that would be the change. So I think, you know, while the team's goals may have shifted from Super Bowl to let's just get in right now, I don't know if just getting in is enough for Harbaugh to be completely safe. I'm not saying something's going to happen to his job, you know, in general, but I would expect that they would at least have to get back to the AFC Championship game for that to not be a discussion, and really win. But anything less than that, you're going to still get those same type of calls because we get them at our station every day.
Yeah, we got Cordell Woodland here with us from 105.7 The Fan. Well, let me ask you, given everything that we've just discussed, from their record to the division to the coaching to the talent to the health, would you be surprised if this team was in an AFC Championship game?
Well, I'll say this. If they end up turning their season around and making the postseason, to me, everything's on the table at that point. Because now you're talking about them being one of the hottest teams in the league. They can't afford no more than, in my mind, more than two more losses, three absolute max. And then you're in a situation like Cincinnati was last year where you could get hot and still not get in. So really, I think two is the limit. But if they are able to get to the postseason and possibly win this division and host a playoff game, like I said, by that point, we're looking at them being one of the hotter teams in the league. And yeah, I mean, you'd have to imagine that they would have a chance to get hot. Now, their January issues are still there. They're trying to claw their way back into it, and maybe it works out for them because the playoffs have kind of come to Baltimore early because of the position that they're in. But they, once you get to January, they'll have to answer a whole new set of questions that they have been trying to answer over the last few years.
Well, Cordell, I mean, we could talk about the future of head coach John Harbaugh. And we've heard, and it hasn't been loud. It certainly isn't as loud as it was a few years ago when he was looking for his initial extension. But we've heard here and there that Lamar Jackson is looking to be paid. We see where the money has gone. It's at $60 million right now with a guy like Dak. You got a guy in Lamar who's won two MVPs, was in consideration last year, could have certainly won it then. What's the status with him and his contract? Is that now altered given the injury? Are we the jury out based on this season? How is that going to play out?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You know, Lamar's his own agent. So this is going to be different than any of those other guys' negotiations because he represents himself as a premium player at a premium position. So these negotiations were tough the first time around. Now, I don't know if it'd be as tough this time around because he won the MVP his first year after signing that deal. We know the type of player Lamar is. We know what this team is when Lamar's upright. I think it's all up to Lamar, what he wants to do. It's on his time. And he has the franchise tag clause in his deal right now as well. So that puts even more pressure on the Ravens really to get a deal done before going into that last year. So I still lean that it'll happen. I don't think Lamar wants to leave Baltimore. And ultimately, even though the Ravens and Lamar may not always be on the same page when it comes to everything, I know the Ravens don't want to lose Lamar. He is a one percenter in this league. So I would imagine even if it does take some time, this deal will get done.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens throughout the course of this season first. This is going to be one of the largest storylines. Can the Ravens kind of continue to turn things around and get into the postseason given their start? After beating the Dolphins last night, they now stand at 3-5. Hey, Cordell, always a pleasure, man. Tell everybody where they can follow and find you on the airwaves and online.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me. As always, you can follow me at Cordell Woodland on any social media, You can listen to my show, The Fresh Take with Ben Hall. We're usually on Friday night, Friday evenings. And yeah, you know, I'm on the station throughout the week, filling in during the day. So download the Odyssey app. You never know when you'll hear.
Hey, Cordell, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the rest of this ride, whatever it looks like. Okay, we'll catch you soon.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All the time. Thank you to Cordell Woodland, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.